Here's your instant analysis of the Browns' 31-17 loss to the Detroit Lions. It was a tale of two halves as the Browns dominated the first half, leading at halftime 17-7. Brandon Whedon with a solid first half with the exception of one bad throw. He was 12 of 20, a buck 35, two touchdown passes as he hooked up with Chris Obanaya and Greg Little for two scores. Had a quarterback rating of almost 93. The Browns were able to run the ball over 100 yards rushing in the first half, throw it over 130 yards passing, good balance in the first half. They went into the locker room with a field goal with 8 seconds left right before the half with all the momentum in the world, up 17-7, looking like they belonged in first place in the AFC North. Problem is, you got to play four quarters in a National Football League game, and the Browns must have forgot that, and the coaches didn't make any halftime adjustments because the Detroit Lions came out and kicked their butts all over First Energy Stadium in the second half, outscoring the Browns in the second half 24-0 to post that 31-17 win. The Browns defense unable to get pressure on Matthew Stafford. That allowed him to exploit the middle of the field. The Browns defense very good up front, but if you don't put pressure on the quarterback, your linebackers can't cover, your safeties can't cover, and that's what Matthew Stafford and the Lions exploited as Joseph Fauria caught three touchdown passes today for the Lions. Don't worry, I don't know who he was either, and nobody took a chance on him in the draft. He's an undrafted tight end out of UCLA. The only reason he was playing today was because Tony Scheffler was out with a concussion, so he steps in and has the hat trick against the Browns. But as I've been saying all season long, one of the biggest weaknesses for this Browns defense is that their linebackers and their safeties can't cover, and that was exploited today, and every team they play hereafter will see this on the game films, and I expect them to exploit it even more until the Browns make some adjustments with Craig Robertson and Barkevious Mingo and DeQuell Jackson. They are terrible cover linebackers, and TJ Ward creeping up to the line of scrimmage to make big hits and getting stops against the run. Well, you know what? Teams see that as well, and they exploit that by throwing over the top, and TJ Ward burnt today numerous times in coverage, and the Browns played one of the worst second halves, one of the worst halves, period, I've seen in a long, long time, getting outscored 24-0 after seemingly having the game in control in the first half. But that's why you play all four quarters. Brandon Whedon, speaking of bad, as decent as he was in the first half, he was horrible in the second half. He made one of the worst throws I have ever seen in my entire life. I tweeted about it earlier today during the game. And you can follow me, by the way, at the Kenny Rota. He was in trouble, pressured, running towards the sideline, and underhanded or sideways flipped the ball towards the out-of-bounds line, thinking he'd get it to the sideline, and the ball hung up in the air like a high pop to center field, and it was intercepted. If NFL Films calls me, and this is what I tweeted, if they call me to do a top 10 list of the worst passes ever thrown in NFL history, the one by Brandon Whedon in this game against the Lions today will definitely be on the list of one of the worst passes ever thrown by an NFL quarterback. Brandon Whedon finishes with two interceptions to go along with his two touchdown passes. The Browns in the second half, their offense non-existent, and they fall to the Detroit Lions by the final score of 31-17, with the Cincinnati Bengals beating the Buffalo Bills today in overtime on a Mike Nugent field goal. The Packers knocking off the Ravens 19-17. The Browns losing. It's now Cincinnati in first place at 4-2 in the AFC North. The Browns and the Ravens are tied for second place at 3-3, and the Steelers got their first win of the season today, beating the Jets in New York 19-6, so they're all alone in last place at 1-4. That's your instant analysis of the Browns' 31-17 loss to the Detroit Lions in Cleveland.